This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We now return to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, the Mike Caltas Show.
Mike Caltas Show
on 102.5 The Bone.
On the Mike Caltas Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. These guys will be in here at the top of the hour. This is Jason Beeler and the guys from Saigon Kick. They are at the Capitol Theater tomorrow night. Galvin's going. I'm going. I bet Moose is going. Pete's going. I'm looking forward to it. I was trying to think, what is the last concert that I went to?
Was it Limp Bizkit?
I mean,
way back at the Hard Rock?
Was Paul McCartney before or after Limp Bizkit? I remember Joe and I went to Paul McCartney.
Yeah, it was around the same time, I think.
I can't remember. I mean, that must have been...
And then we went to the Stones as well.
But that was, I think that was even before that.
What a freeloader you are.
Right.
For the record, I didn't pay for either one of those tickets either.
Neither did Joe.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to, especially in a smaller venue. I haven't been to a smaller venue place in a long time. Well, whatever. Did you see the alligator that broke into the people's houses?
I did. Right. That's here happening here,
that's
right?
That's a big-ass alligator.
Yeah.
That's a big-ass alligator, and it broke through the screen and then just jumped in the pool. So I guess they're okay in the pool, I thought. Like, pool...
The chlorine?
Chlorine and pool chemicals.
A lot of pools are saltwater.
But I don't think they can live in there. Yeah. I think if they're in there for a little bit, you know.
Just chilling out.
Yeah.
A 10-foot alligator went into a pool in a Florida homeowner's backyard, right here in Tampa. I don't know. Where's New Smyrna Beach?
By the beach.
Well, it says Tampa, and then it says New Smyrna, and so I don't know if it's... Anyway, the cops took a selfie with the gator. Did you see this?
Yeah.
The gator's in the pool, and the cops took a selfie with it, which is fine, but I don't know that I'd be relaxed enough even for a second to turn my back on that pool. I'm just so afraid.
Yeah, it's not going to get you.
No, he didn't look like he was doing anything. He was just there, and now they got to get him out of the pool. How do they get him out of the pool?
Just grab him by the tail, yank him out.
These Florida guys... who jump on gators blows my mind. Oh. Like, those are guys who have been doing this since they were little kids, just going by and grabbing gators from behind and all that. I don't have any of that in me at all. I saw that guy in the street drag that gator out by the tail and then put its knees on its back and then reach up and pull the head back so they could tape it. Oh, you're out of your mind.
There was a gator under the car by my neighbor's house, and they came out and trapped it. Same thing, pulled it out by the tail and just tackled it.
The trappers... fear nothing.
No.
I talked to them and they were like, the hardest part about our job, they go, if we have a 10, 12 foot alligator, that's a one man job. And I go, how? And he goes, because getting them is not the hard part. The hardest part is to go, the only time I've ever had a call for backup is when I got the gator, I can't lift it into the car because it's too heavy. He goes, I need somebody. Can you imagine tackling that and doing that by yourself?
Yeah, the guy that did it by my house, he said he's been doing that since he was 15 years old.
Oh, that's
like, that's
crazy.
What his family does.
We interviewed a guy one time who walked out to his car and saw his stepdaughter's car and thought that she had a blowout on her tire. He was like, what did she do? And she didn't even tell me. And he went down to look at the tire, and there was an alligator tail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and he didn't even know. I mean, that's funny. That's insane.
I'm always afraid. My dog's a Yorkie, so he's tiny.
Oh, yeah.
He's only 10 pounds.
Yeah, sure.
So I always worry that there's going to be a gator under my car and he's walking out to, you know, go outside.
Let me put it in terms you can understand. Your dog to that gator is a McGriddle to you.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
Delicious.
I would. I don't even know what I would do. I mean, obviously, I would fight the gator.
You would. Love your dog.
No, I would. I would have to try something.
Yeah. If my dog had Mabel, I would try something. If my dog had Hazel, I'd go, well, you did it. You did it. What?
You said if your dog had it.
Sorry, yeah, the gator. Like, Mabel is just the sweetest, nicest dog. Didn't do anything. Hazel would probably go up and bite the alligator first. Then I'd go, well, this is your fault.
I don't like my chances, but I'm definitely going to try to do something.
You would try to wrestle
the gator. What are you going to try to do?
I don't know. I'm going to kill that gator.
You'd jump on the gator and try to get your Yorkie free from its mouth.
Without hesitation.
Wow. I understand what you're saying, but your dog is so small, it's so much more difficult than if Mabel was doing it. Because the alligator would have more trouble with a bigger dog where it, you know, wouldn't be able to swallow it in one bite. Yours is just like, I got this dog. And now I get the owner too. This is delicious.
Now I get a forearm and a hand as well.
This one's filled with blue cheese.
Speaking of the police and all these stuff going out there to get the gators, did you see Sheriff Chronister the other day with his surprise for all his deputies?
No.
25 new high performance cars.
Oh,
yeah, they came out with Chargers and Camaros and Challengers and stuff. Yeah.
I saw a Porsche light up the other day on the highway.
Really?
Unmarked?
Yeah, unmarked. Yeah. Pulled somebody over.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
These were all marked. I don't know whether all of them. I watched the video and it had him and it had a bunch of different ones pulling out. They were pretty nice, though. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Good. Well, good. Slow down. They're coming for you.
Yeah.
Spanish.
Yep.
How balanced are you?
Pretty balanced.
Everything's going good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I heard you did something real bad last week.
What did I do?
Joe, too, but you were really the instigator.
What did I do? What
did we do? Did you invite Steve Miller over to do another episode of Sad Weirdos?
We talked about it, yeah.
He said you invited him over.
Well, we had talked about it, and then we also discussed...
he was supposed to come Sunday.
Saturday. And he wants the YouTube videos to have a lot of production, to which
I'm sorry, you're what?
The person who's been helping us work on the video stuff only has the camera, right? So we can't put Miller wants to have videos playing while we're talking about different stuff like that.
It's going to require more gear to do what he wants, but
I've seen 4-year-olds do that.
Huh? Yeah. My nephew does it all the time.
Anyways, so
you guys want to hire my daughter?
Yeah.
Yep. We were going to test the gear again pretty much that Saturday, to which Miller did not want to do that. He wants to wait until we have all the things to test for what he's looking for.
Yeah.
So I made a decision.
You're getting way out ahead of it. I heard you guys told Miller to come over and then you weren't there when he got to your house.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but Joe and Christy were there. They were unpacking the house.
Is it true? One of his big complaints was that the video was sideways. Was that the...
That is true. That is true.
A deal breaker?
It was sideways.
Yeah, well, we fixed that problem, but we did not get to actually enact that plan.
So yeah.
I brought my gear home. I brought the camera home. I set up mics. I did the whole thing.
Yeah. You were there when he came?
I was unpacking. I think I was actually in the shower because he didn't let me know he was coming over.
Oh, so you guys invited him over.
Yeah, but he was supposed to come Sunday. He was stopping by Saturday to test stuff, and I was in the middle of unpacking.
I do
and
feel
showering.
You feel what?
Anthony wasn't there, so
I feel bad. I do feel bad.
Why?
Because I feel bad that he drove all the way there and we weren't there.
He said you told him to come over.
Yeah, I did. And then, like I said, when we talked about doing what it would look like on YouTube.
I don't care about that. He said you told him to come over, and then when he came over, you weren't there.
That is correct, yeah.
That's the truth. You told him to come over, and then when he did come over, you weren't even home.
Well, you're skipping the part where when we talked about him coming over, I then asked him about what he wants to do because he was coming over to test.
Yeah.
To test the gear, right? So then when I was like, when he said that he wants to test, he doesn't want to test it without it having all the parts ready to go, including being able to play video.
So where did
I was then under the impression that he wasn't coming over because we weren't going to be able to do that.
Okay.
But it's still, I take full responsibility, and I do feel bad that he drove all that way.
I don't think you feel that bad.
I definitely feel bad.
Because he said he hasn't heard from you at all.
Well, it's because I'm embarrassed and I feel guilty.
Well, that's no way to handle it. A balanced person would not handle it
that
way.
That's not true.
How far away does he live?
He lives over here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a hike.
And he drove all the way to St. Pete.
Yeah.
And just to have nobody home.
Yeah.
Didn't he say that the first time was the single most embarrassing moment of his life?
This might have been the second.
He did say that.
But did he text you when he was on his way?
No.
No, but you tell me I come over to my house Saturday, I go, okay, see you Saturday. And I come over on Saturday and you're not home.
Yeah, but like the way that Spanish was describing it, there was a lot of back and forth.
I think Spanish is describing it his way because he's embarrassed by the fact that he invited Miller over and that wasn't there.
No, that's not true.
You just said.
I would tell you the truth, and the truth of it is that when we talked about testing the video, which was the whole purpose of him
coming over. New Spanish is monotone. You have no change in your voice at all. You got too much shark.
It's not too much shark. It's just, like I said, I do feel bad, but I was under the impression that he wasn't going to come over because we couldn't do the YouTube video that he was looking to have, the production that he wants to have.
Right.
So I thought we were going to wait until we'd have all that together to do another test. Because like I said, I do feel bad that he's driving all the
robot
way out.
Robot feels bad.
Yeah. Do you know you sound like that?
That's robot fine. Feels bad.
That is what you sound
sorry,
like.
Sorry, that's all right.
Did not know you
it's
were
not all right.
Over.
You're on the radio.
Does not compute.
You're on the radio. You're supposed to sound entertaining. You sound like this when you talk now, and you only talk normal like this.
You don't have inflection in your voice anymore.
You have no emotion in your voice.
Hey, everybody, I feel bad.
That's way better than...
All right.
Okay, so I told Miller to come over.
No, but
to
I mean,
house.
Just normal speaking, you would go, yeah, I feel bad. I didn't know what time he was coming over, but, you know, no big deal.
All right. So, okay, so let me go through the list. So I... The Miller thing is bad, and now the way I talk is also bad.
Yeah, the way you talk has been bad before the Miller thing came up.
Cool.
Shark voice. You know that you've changed, though. You've completely changed the way you speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel more calm. Sorry.
Yeah, but you realize that you're on a format where you're talking for a living. You should have inflection in your voice.
Okay. I will work on it.
No, I don't care. I mean, I'm just telling you, do you want to hear it or do you not want to hear it?
Hear what?
The truth.
I mean, you guys always tell me the truth.
Right. So what we're telling you now is, since New Balance Spanish came in, you just talk like this, and that's incredibly boring to people listening to the radio.
Okay. I'm not really a mess. I don't understand. Like,
what do you mean
you don't understand it? Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Is more direct than we are.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, but I didn't think it was that big of an issue. Because, like I said, I feel fine, and I don't think
it's not important. How you feel. We're not telling you about how you feel. I don't know how you feel. What do I know?
Right.
I'm just telling you sound monotone and boring. It's an entirely different situation in a medium that relies on the inflection and entertainment value of your voice. You sound terrible.
Okay.
Well, being backed up by everybody else is all I'm saying. I said it today and everybody else said, yeah.
Only Galvin said, yeah.
Okay.
No, I've been saying you do your shark voice for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's three. Well,
like I said,
Okay. Mike Caldicciolo.
It's Awkward Joe. How are you?
Hey, Uncle Joe. How's it going?
Awkward Joe.
Oh, Awkward Joe. This is my Uncle Joe.
You're awkward.
What's up, Awkward Joe?
Hey, I was, I know the Staples are still there. Like, Google Feud and, Rednet Bingo. But I was wondering if you and Galvin were going to ever bring back the name game and, Read My Lips. I know Carmen's at the station, but I think you guys could still do it.
What is the name game? I don't remember the name.
The name game is where we have to stare at each other and come up with stupid names and see if the other one laughs.
Ooh, yeah.
I have another thing that I would like to try that I think we need to brainstorm on.
Okay.
To bring it onto the radio. I think it would be funny. Yeah, a new funny game to play. I just have to figure out how we make it so people win prizes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how we...
usually we just play and then just pick a line anyway.
Yeah, we just got to figure out how we figure out who wins or whatever.
Mike, how the show? Good morning.
Hi, I just want to tell Spanish that I'm proud of him. Proud of
for
his
what?
Sobriety. For
he's not sober.
Yeah. Changing his life.
What did he change?
He's stable.
What do you think is stable about it? What do you know? What do you think is stable?
I hear him.
Yeah, what do you hear? A monotone voice.
Hey, you know what? I would choose sobriety over a
drink. No, he's not sober. Why do you say he's not sober?
He's not sober?
No, he's drinking.
Oh, hell. I thought he was I'm sorry?
You'd believe anything.
Oh, I thought he was.
Now, listen to me. He's not out of control drinking. He's not drinking and driving. He's not drinking to too much excess, but he's not sober, right, Spanish?
Correct.
Oh, Disappointed.
She's disappointed.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the call and the support of Spanish. Thanks, bro. Mike, how the show? Hello.
Good morning.
Very loud. Good morning.
I kid you not. I got in the car this morning and I was wondering what's going on with Spanish's dead voice. I thought it was just like a day thing, and now it just seems like, you know, every day is the best day of my life. Namaste. I love you, buddy, but you gotta brighten things up. You're bringing me down.
You see, it's not just us.
All right, yeah, I hear you.
Even your agreeing is boring.
All right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Mike, how is your good morning? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, yeah, this is for Galvin. Like, I went to the Rockville, and he was standing in line at the one of the shows. I stood in line for three bands for 5 hours.
What do you mean?
Terrible.
What do you mean for three bands? Like, just to watch them or to get in to see them?
Yeah, to watch them. So we wanted to see in this moment, so we stood in line for that and got to the front. And then after that was falling in reverse, so we didn't want to move because we're out front. And then for Limp Bizkit, it was a long day.
Ooh. So the way they staggered the bands, spot. Yeah, the way they staggered the bands is you'll watch this band will end, and then the other band at the other end will start. And there's other side bands, whatever. But if you want to wait for the next band, then you're waiting there for, you know, an hour and a half at this stage.
Just standing there waiting.
Well, they have it up on the screen of the other band playing.
Oh, so you can watch the other band.
Yeah, but still, you're just standing there.
Oh,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
That's
But during... But during that time, I wanted to see Slaughter to Prevail, and I think it was a couple other bands I wanted to see, but I wasn't able to because my girl wanted to see all three of those bands. So,
I did see Kerry King up front, Galvin.
Yeah, I was there. I was there for Kerry King. They
I was right
great.
In front of Kerry King, got tons of pictures.
Nice.
My knees could not handle it.
Yeah.
My knees would have quit on me a long in time into that. Thank you, sir. Mike, how the show? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How the man?
Not right now.
Nah.
Good morning. Hello.
Mike, how you doing today?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Listen, I know this is not about Spanish, but this is about Carmen. I was on Instagram, and Carmen, oh, my God, you are so flipping hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Flipping hot.
She has a moist mouth.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Stars above.
This guy's got you in heaven.
Oh, thank you, sir.
She looks very pretty in that picture, doesn't she?
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm going to have some alone time with her.
Oh, now you grow. Now you grow.
Too far.
Now I know how girls feel, Carmen, because that sounded creepy from the start, even though he was trying to be nice.
Get that guy's number. I'm going to text him her face, the cross-eyed.
you may need this. Mike Held, the show. Good morning.
Hey, Spanish's voice. You know, that's just child, man. He knows he effed up, so he talks like that. I did not do anything wrong. I am okay.
No, Spanish is the opposite. He's always like, I did something wrong, and now I fixed it.
Yeah, but that's how his voice changes. Whenever he knows he effed up on something, his voice changes to that. Every
time. Is that
true,
Spanish? Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, you guys tell me. You guys
I don't
know.
I didn't recall that.
No, I think this is his, I'm past the other stuff and working on new stuff, but the voice is just weird. Like everything else, I think, fine, whatever. The voice is just weird because there's no inflection and this job kind of calls for it.
Yeah, you know you're very calm and you're Mike out the show, hello.
It's me, Madison Man again.
Stop calling. Mike out the show, good morning.
No, it's the opposite. You've always
lower your radio.
And now I fixed it.
Mike out the show, hello. I hear you. You son of a bitch. What?
I'm trying to get Joe's attention. I'll just read it on air for you, Joe. Can you tell Joe to turn the music bed off that he has been playing under the whole break?
All the chat people are like, the background music is worse than Spanish's voice.
What are you playing? What are you playing, Joe?
I played music during the break. Like, and
the whole
chat's
like,
off,
what is this? We can't hear the show.
The show is slowly falling apart from all ends.
Holy background music. Pap, what are you doing?
Mike Caldicciolo.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you about Spanish. Have you noticed that his many phases are just such great content for the show?
His many what? Like,
phases.
It's so many phases in Spanish, and there's different areas that now it's this kind of sad kind of Spanish, and it provides great content. Same with Carmen. great content, and I love the show, guys.
You're missing out on Spanish in studio now. No eye contact, very calm, no emotion in your face.
I'm relaxed, yeah.
But you're not... you don't see why that works against you? While you're on a show?
Yeah, I understand. I'm trying to...
Trying to
change my voice
change
up for you.
Change my voice. You're not doing it for me, buddy. I couldn't tell you. I'll just point it out that it sounds like crap, but you're not changing it for me. Mike Caldas, show hello.
Hi, good morning. It's obvious that his voice, his new voice, is the defeated Spanish voice, and he's giving up on everything, and I wouldn't have him drive over the Skyway Bridge or anything.
Jeez. I don't think in his eyes... It's defeated. This is better Spanish to him.
Well, it's boring Spanish, and I hope he fixes it.
All right. Thank you. See, you thought it was just me.
I'd like to read a news story real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Former Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley.
You sound like Spanish. Not nearly as exciting. Mike Haldicholo.
Hey, how you doing? Actually, his... not content, it's kind of annoying, his arrogance, in all actuality. You've given him chance and chance and chance, and here he's coming on monotone and thinking it's okay and oh cool because he's Spanish.
It is a little annoying when we point it out to you and you act like,
That's what you do. I'm sorry.
You did do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys pick on me all day, every day.
We're not picking on you. We're pointing out your flaws the same way we do with Joe, the same way we do with Gio drinking blue cheese from the thing, the same way that Carmen keeps finding convenient ways to talk about me being fat.
That's not a flaw.
We do it to everybody.
Yeah.
Yours has just been glaring lately.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I apologize.
I just brought up the Miller thing because I found that out and I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then that rolled into, let's talk about more in Spanish.
Sucks. Yeah.
No, I didn't say your voice sucks. It's definitely changed. I noticed it, and Galvin's like, yes, he noticed it, and Gio said he noticed it, and now the influx of phone calls have also noticed it. But you feel like in your head, you're still like, well, that's me.
No, that's not how I feel.
Well, your face is saying it.
I have a real smarmy face because it just every day I'm getting picked on about something, which is fine. I totally get it.
And it's not, what did you get picked on for yesterday?
I totally get it. I don't know.
You didn't get picked on every day.
Okay, so... I'm telling you that I apologize and I will work on it.
And again, there's no apology necessary. We're just wondering if you know about it.
I do know about it now.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think also that guy is talking about your arrogance. I think the situation like right there is you play it off like I'm more enlightened than you guys.
Yes.
This is the level that I'm on.
That's how it comes across. Okay.
I just want you to be aware that's how you come across, and that's why the guy's saying arrogance and stuff, because I definitely feel that as well.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, either he doesn't care or he thinks he's above us, and this is how I talk.
I definitely don't think I'm above anybody, but thank you for pointing it out.
Mm-hmm. You're not better than me.
I know I'm not better than you.
Mike Caldicholo.
Monica needs to talk less on the rock.
Okay. Mike Caldicholo.
Completely off topic, I was going to ask Spanish what he thought of the Terrence Howard podcast with Joe Rogan talking about all the new technologies and the transcendental flight and things like that.
Can I just tell you what Galvin said? Terrence Howard's either a genius or a moron.
Yeah.
There's no middle.
I can't tell.
Yeah.
I listened, maybe 5 minutes of it, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
One times one is not one.
He may be so smart that I can't keep up with him, or he's just a total idiot. Did you listen to it or not?
I did.
Everything was real. I thought it was good.
He's definitely out there. Is he... like, is he right on stuff, or is he just so crazy?
Well, he works a lot with like physicists.
I know, but is that real?
That's real.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He's working on
not just because he's a famous actor guy.
Did he invent augmented reality?
No, I don't think he invented augmented reality.
He says he owns a patent. No,
he does own
reality.
A lot of patents on stuff.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Mike Held the show. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say that maybe the problem with Spanish's voice is that he's just too involved in all these conspiracy theories, and the realities that he believes has just transcended negative negativity through his whole body, and it's coming out his voice now.
Not possible. You're good.
All right.
Basically, you're filled with negativity.
Yep.
You're crapping it out both ends. Maybe, sir. I don't know. Break out the show, though.
Hey, this is the real Spanish. What's happened is he's tired of dancing around like a little monkey for you, and he's doing him now. He's not the Spanish. This is Anthony.
Well, I don't like right Anthony. Now. I want Spanish back, sir. I want the dancing monkey back.
Well, of course, but, you know, he's your little verbal punching bag. You got to have that, right?
I want the monkey. No, I don't have to have it. I mean, I got Joe to the verbally abuse every day.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't need that. I got
that's
kids.
That's a pretty good duo.
Yeah, thank you. Mike Caldicciolo.
Hi.
Hi.
If anybody was at Joyland last Friday, they would have seen the real Spanish bouncing around on stage and being his old self.
Yeah,
so he's still in there.
Where's that guy? How come that guy doesn't come to work?
He's here.
He's just trying to be demure and just trying to do the right thing and be
demure is for ladies in the 40s, ma'am. That is what demure is for, not for Spanish.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
By the way, Terrence Howard has a PhD degree in chemical engineering from South Carolina State
University. So he does.
Yeah. And then it does have a list of a bunch of patents that he has.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, either a genius or just a lunatic. I'm not sure. Or maybe both. Maybe both.
We don't really take a ton of phone calls, but I feel like I'm forced to now because the phones are nonstop lighting up. People want to talk, not just about you. Mike, how's the show? Good morning.
What's up, Mike? What's up, Galvin? What's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Been listening a long time, man. So I'm a real listener, not saying the others aren't, but there's many like me. So we can I can chime in on this, I believe. And I think I was gonna call and say, I think, you know, his monotone voice is, you know, but I don't think the guy could win or lose with you guys. You know, if you think about it, there's been many times where you guys have busted his balls about him laughing or like, oh my God, that's great. Oh my God, that's great. And then now he's doing the more of a serious, you know, maybe not as drinking. I don't know. You know, ever since that day he got in trouble and you took a little vacation for a few days, and then now you're busting his balls because he's like this. I think there's a happy medium, and I think he just needs to find it. You know what I mean? And everybody does love the old one. I mean, I didn't know that. I mean, obviously, I'm not in the room, but you're saying he's not even looking at you guys, which is strange.
Look, staring right at me now. Don't stare at me, Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, I just think he brings a huge part, and when one is missing, you know, when they get there at 6:04, 6:05 in the morning, you know, it's you know, one of those things where you miss them, you know, if they're not there.
Yeah.
And he just needs to find that. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? I mean,
well, I know what you're saying. He's just not at that point yet. He's not. Oh, sorry, he's not there. Mike Caldicciolo.
Hello.
Yep. Hello.
Yeah, I think he's either did he see a doctor or something? Because he sounds mellow, like he took mushroom or Valium or something.
Yes, Spanish. You taking mushrooms or Valium before the show?
No, but if you have some, sir, let me know.
All right, thank you, Mike. Out the show. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was thinking that Spanish and Joe seem to be like punching bags of the show. And
why do you think that is?
Well, it seems that those two are the ones that are always catching all the heat. And
yeah, but why do you think that is?
Probably because they deserve it.
Okay, thank you. Then that's not a punching bag. That's just a result.
The background music is gone.
Thank you, Gio.
Mike Caldicciolo. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. I think that he's lost the happiness in his voice. He's just, you know, kind of like going along, and you guys do all pick on each other, but I think he's just lost that happiness, and he needs to get that happiness back, whatever it is.
Maybe did you lose that love and feeling, Spanish?
No, I did not lose that love and feeling.
Are you happy?
Okay. I'm as happy as I've ever been.
If I play this before the show every day, will this make you happy?
I'm very happy. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
I don't know if this thing curses or whatever.
I don't know either.
Shut it off.
I do think that the monotone voice is, it's only when we're on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. That's his air voice?
Interesting. Interesting.
Like conversations off air, I think it's only, I only notice it when we're on the air.
Well, are you putting on air voice?
No, I can tell you when we were at Joyland, there was more than one person that commented about my voice in person and on the air.
Saying what?
That it was the same.
What do you mean? People just walking up to you and saying you have the same voice?
No, not like the same as how it was. Like I sound the same on air as I do in person. Josh's fiance was one of them.
And what did she say? You have the same voice you do off the air as on the air? She
said, do you need oil for your robot parts?
Oh, wow.
No, she didn't say that. Oh. No, but yeah. So, but I appreciate and respect your opinion, Gio.
It's just your opinion, man.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I feel like this is...
Like, I think Spanish is just trying to stay calm on the air, and that's why...
Is that what's happening?
It comes off that way.
Oh, I definitely am staying.
And, yeah. Yeah, because if you don't react, if you call me a jerk and I go, okay... That you don't react, then it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, that kills the whole dynamic of the show.
Yeah.
You call me a jerk, I'm going to call you a jerk off.
Yeah. Right.
Mm.
Like, do you still enjoy being on the air?
Yeah, very much. I wouldn't be here.
Can't you tell by the excitement in his voice? Yeah, very much.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yes, sir.
Because you seem more excited and like off air than on air.
This is the best day of my life.
You and Tom the Tree Man should have a conversation with each other. What are you doing? Nothing. What are you doing?
Hey, boss. Hey, boss. Hey, boss.
Hey, boss. Hey, boss. What are you doing? Nothing. What are you doing? Dial it in. Dial it in.
Yeah. I do. I love being here.
Tell your face.
I love being here.
Tell your voice.
I love being here. I love doing everything about the show.
I do feel like no matter what I do, I can't win with anything. So
that's a little bit better. That's a little bit better. You got a little bit better there.
See, we're getting to you. Yeah. We're going to break it.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I honestly wonder if Spanish still enjoys doing the show.
Yeah.
Spanish, sure. Do you enjoy doing the show?
I do. Yeah.
Mm, interesting.
Results. Truthful.
All right. I mean, this wasn't Pick on Spanish Day.
Sure.
I wasn't. No. I mean, I
definitely doesn't seem.
I'm
like
not.
It.
Do you feel like that's picking what I said?
I don't. I
made a note yesterday after the show.
I mean, what, like you're saying that you think I don't enjoy being on the show.
That's not picking on you. That's my opinion based on the way you've been acting on the air.
All right.
Like you don't seem like you enjoy.
Like, you know,
well, my opinion of you is you seem miserable in your daily life, but I don't. You know,
that's all of our opinion. Of
yeah.
Wow. He just hates his wife. Yeah. That's all.
I seem miserable in my daily life.
Yeah, you do.
This guy's telling me that I'm the one that's miserable in my daily life.
I don't see Gio as being miserable.
No. All right. He doesn't even know me outside of the show.
He eats pizza in the closet. Yeah, that's like, not normal.
I can tell you what I see Gio as. Gio, I see him as overworked. That's what I see Gio.
Yeah.
Overworked and miserable. Family, it's a lot.
But so I will tell you,
how
if
often
I had...
do you hang out with me outside of the show?
Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Because you don't know me outside of the show.
But I do. I know your personality. I work with you in the same room right next to you for 20 hours a week.
So you, yeah, you don't do know you.
You don't know each other.
You said outside of here, my life is miserable. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when
like, you're not involved in my life, how can you comment on my life?
You complain all the time. All the time. Joe
and
knows,
I think
I
that goes back to Galvin saying that Gio is just overworked.
That's fine.
I mean, he does do shots of gravy. That helps.
Yeah. drinking blue cheese straight from a container. That's not a good
I
sign.
Think that if I had Gio's schedule, work-wise and family-wise, I would be a much more miserable human being than he is. Like, I would be mad at everybody. I'd hate my kids. I'd just because I felt bad. I'd just be mad at people all the time. And I don't feel that he is.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't say he was mad at anybody.
I don't feel that he's miserable, and I don't feel like he hates his life.
I'm not.
Yeah. I don't feel
that's my opinion.
Yeah. And you're entitled to it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you hate your life either. I feel like you may actually be happy right now.
I am very happy.
I just can't hear it in the sound of your voice.
I respect your opinion.
What's that?
I respect your opinion.
Thank you, robots.
Yeah, you guys aren't picking on me for sure.
Well, now we are.
Yeah.
No, I don't know whether you know. We make jokes on this show.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't say anything.
Part of the reason I don't think Spanish enjoys doing the show.
No, I don't mind it. But, you know, when I say there's no winning. and you guys don't agree with that, it kind of makes me go, come on.
But Spanish. Let me point this out. Whenever you, for years, have been Spanish, and hey, I saw this thing, and then you talk like this, and you're talking like this, you think we're not going to point that out?
I don't have a problem with you pointing it out.
That's not picking on you.
I didn't say that was picking on me.
You said I was picking on you.
When you do robot voice and, you know, you tell me I'm terrible. That's picking on somebody.
I've been saying that forever.
So,
but I'm doing robot voice because you were doing robot voice, and that's my job.
I'm saying you're terrible because you're terrible.
Okay. Well, I guess. Thank you.
You're saying all the things that bother you about the show, but you love doing the show, and I'm the one, and not, that's somehow me picking on you.
I never said you were picking on me. You keep saying that.
I asked you if you were picking on me, and you said yeah because I think your life is miserable.
No, but.
Like you're saying all the reasons why the show is horrible, but it seems to me like you don't enjoy it that much
anymore.
In
what way did I say the show is horrible?
You said you're a punching bag and all you do is get picked on.
How does that make the show horrible? No, that actually makes the show better.
Your position of the show. Can I just tell you what bothers me the most? Carmen's distinct silence during all of this.
First off, every time I've tried to say anything, you guys continue whatever conversation that you're having in that room. So
I didn't hear you bust in.
I've bust in a couple of times. Each time, it's just been talked over. So I'm just not going to join in.
Oh my God.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to pile on.
You're not going to start doing robot voice, are you?
Does it sound like I'm doing robot voice?
No. Yeah, at least you have some emotion left in you. Okay, well, go ahead.
What?
Talk.
Well, I don't know. What do you want me to say now? I was taught.
What is your opinion? What do you think about what's going on?
About Spanish? I think, yes, his voice has been more monotone lately, and I think that's just part of what he's going through. I don't think it's here to stay, as we've already seen, because at one point, that lady was confused, thought Spanish was sober, because at one point, Spanish was sober. He's going through a lot of different life changes right now, and at this moment, that voice is just what's helping him stay connected to whatever he's trying to find. So I don't think the voice is here to stay. Has it been monotoned? Yes.
All right. Very good, Carmen.
You're welcome. Is that enough? Do you want, is that okay?
Do you have more?
No, I love Spanish. And as long as he's happy and healthy and he's not doing anything to hurt himself, then I'm here to just hope that he, you know, is happy
and
healthy.
Comes back to old Spanish.
Not old Spanish, because I don't think that's ever going to be the thing.
You're saying he lost that love and feeling?
No, I don't. I think it's also part of a maturity aspect. At some point, you don't want to be the kid you used to be. You don't want to be the person who loses your shoes. You don't want to be, you know what I mean? So you're trying to get rid of that side of you. He's trying to get rid of that side of him. And he's just trying to grow into the next phase of his life.
Interesting.
And when, you know what I mean? And he's just trying to find that. And I support it, and I hope he finds it, and I just hope he's happy when he does it, you know?
Okay.
But again, I don't think that voice is here to stay.
You think it's a temporary voice?
I think it's just one. I think that is his metronome, that it helps him stay focused.
Okay. Is that true, Spanish?
What? Which part? All of it?
I get it. Mike, how's the show? Good morning.
Yeah, I just hope no one listened to the genius last week when he said to buy GameStack when it was at 50.
Oh my God, I did.
He cost me a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. I think it's up to $13 today.
Hold it, man. You got to hold it.
Uh-huh. Mike, how the show? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, crew?
What's up, buddy?
How y'all doing today, man? Good, I hope. You know, about the Spanish situation, yo, I'm a jovial at my job always. And 2 weeks ago, I lost my wallet. And apparently, before I got to my job, everybody was talking, oh, man, T is always so happy. He's always so happy. I came in there. I was pissed. I lost my wallet, so I lost everything. And people were like, man, you're just not you today. It's like, yo, I lost my wallet, dog. Y'all want me to do backflips and do all the other crazy stuff? It's like, gee, I lost my wallet. Give me a break.
But how long did it last? Look at you now. You're back being jovial again.
It took me about 3 or 4 days, but I mean, I lost my wallet, so I had no cards, no anything. Everybody was trying to offer me money. It's like, I don't want y'all's money. I want my wallet. I want my money. So, you know, it just took me a couple of days to get out of the phone. But that again, you lose it.
That is an awful feeling.
So you might just be a little cloudy, just a little funk, like Carmen just said. He's trying to get out of it, and when he does, he's going to be back to being the jovial that he is, and y'all going to be like, dang, Y'all remember when he was a little upset? Now he's back to where he is, and y'all going to be, you know, holy matrimony all over again.
We're going to be wishing he was back at monotone again. Thank you, T. Appreciate it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I like T better. At least he's in a good mood. All right. There you go. We were done. That's it, Spanish. It's over.
Yeah. I'm good with it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was a great learning experience.
You don't seem very satisfied.
I'm very satisfied.
I will input the data.
I don't understand. Yeah. Like,
results will be forthcoming.
Let's take a break. Jason Buehler is in town tomorrow night with Saigon Kick. He's going to be stopping by in the studio with us this hour. It's a Mike Cal to show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.